Bawe Kentire, O Mestro Lenin, Frisi, my desire.
You think that people had enough of silly love?
Oh! Jazz!
Band on the run, band on.
A bit flat, mate.
Funny, I only checked him this morning.
Band on the run.
Wings Greatest, out now.
Best. Paul McCartney's greatest hits.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love
As the Beatles went their separate ways, Paul McCartney fell in love and launched one of the greatest bands of all time, Wings. Wingspan, the ultimate Paul McCartney and Wings collection, available for the first time ever. Remastered tracks on two CDs.
Live and let die.
Includes 17 platinum singles from 9 number one Paul McCartney and Wings albums. Over 2.5 hours of the best from Paul McCartney and Wings. When you purchase Wingspan through this special TV offer, you will receive an exclusive limited edition Wings pin. To order Paul McCartney's Wingspan 2-CD set and receive your free pin, call the number on your screen or send 1998 CD, 1598 cassette, plus $4.95 shipping and handling to the address on your screen. Must be 18 or older to call.
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 134 of Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. We are a Paul McCartney talk show mainly dealing with the solo career of Paul McCartney. I'm one of your two co-hosts, Tom Hunyadi. You may know me from my other show, Talk More Talk. And as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, my buddy, my backwards traveler, one and only Andy Nichols. Andy, what's going on, my friend?
Good to be back. Our first show of July.
Of July, that's right. That's right. Of several, we're going to have some exciting shows for this month, and I'm really looking forward to this. Is the month of McCartney 321, the Hulu series, so we'll be discussing that real soon. And you know, Andy, we just learned that they're going to drop all 6 episodes at the same time, so we'll be able to watch it. We'll be able to react to it really quickly.
Trailer dropped yesterday. The trailer looks fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to this.
A lot of chirping on social media about it being too Beatle heavy. And I know you and I have talked, and we're like, you know what? We're not going to judge it. We're going to just watch it for what it is, right?
That's right. That's right. And you know, hopefully, we learn something.
Yeah, I mean, I love the clip. I love the clip of him singing like "With a Little Help, My Friends."
Right.
That was so cool.
Right. Yeah, no, it was fun. I mean, and it's made the look to be just fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just casually going back and looking at the man's career.
And are we going to hear some stories we've heard before? Yes. Like, I know in the trailer, you hear him talking about how they were robbed when they were doing the Band on the Run. So you're going to hear that. These are things that are mass produced for a massive audience.
The casual. The casual.
Us.
And now, this is why he does not do interviews with hardcore fans. Because he would get all of these questions that he probably doesn't remember or know the answer to.
Yeah, he would say, well, what were you thinking when you wrote, you know?
With a little luck.
He would say, I don't know. But I think that this series will have enough to satisfy people like you and I, fans like us. I really do. I do. I have high hopes for it. I do.
As do I. And, you know, can't go wrong with Rick Rubin. I mean, he's a genius behind the console. I think he's produced some great records through the years, especially those Johnny Cash records, I think are just terrific. I'm a fan of Danzig, so he produced the first couple Danzig records that I really enjoyed. So, but it's gonna be a good time, and hopefully we don't have anything to complain about. But I'm sure we will.
we should at this point. And I want to kind of take a page out of Ken Michaels' book here. We need to be thankful for whatever we get at this point now from a guy who's 79 and still producing new albums and giving us content material.
Right.
So let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. Well, speaking of age, we're recording this the day after Ringo's birthday, which he just turned 81. And, we did a little, happy birthday thing on the Talk More Talk YouTube channel. But I just want to ask you, I mean, what are some of your favorite Paul Ringo moments, over the years? I mean, not including solo.
Obviously, from the solo, obviously, right. Okay. And you talked about this when we were with right. we have both hopped on Joe Mayo's
right.
little live stream for Ringo's birthday. And I think you and I both said 6 o'clock was a high watermark
right.
of their partnership.
Absolutely. Right.
Them doing Cosmically Conscious in 2009.
Yes. David Lynch.
Yeah. The David Lynch that yeah. Obviously 2019 at Dodger Stadium was the last time they played together. It was a key right. moment.
I think Beautiful Night is a great example of their partnership. I mean, I think they work well together. The video shoot for So Bad was a lot of fun.
That's great. There's so many moments.
Yeah, that's great.
Broad Street,
as bad as Broad Street might be.
Sorry, no, Ed Crawford, I love Broad Street. So,
but you can tell that. I mean, at least it seemed like Ringo was having fun.
Playing Wanderlust and Ringo is drumming. That's and George Martin behind the. That's the Beatles, man. I mean, it's not, but it, the spirit of the Beatles is there.
And absolutely. For Attention, the song Attention, right?
Yeah, Attention. Yeah. So there's, but I think my favorite moment though is the concert for George, really. Paul comes out and plays For You Blue,
yes.
And he turns around.
He
turns around, and Ringo is right on the money with the 12-bar blues. Like he knew it. He knew exactly what he was going to do. I think that's one of the all-time moments.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you've seen the concert for George, you know exactly. That shot. I mean, it was perfect.
It just cuts to it, and he's like, "This is 12-bar blues," and Ringo doesn't miss a beat.
No, he does.
that's like a religious experience. That film, it really is. But great. There's been so many Paul Ringo moments over the last 50 years, and we're really blessed that they've gotten a lot to do a lot together.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned 6 o'clock. I think that might be my favorite song that Paul has given to Ringo over these years. I mean, obviously, there's Walk With You, the duet that they did together, and plenty else. I mean, you there's a lot of instances where Paul has done backing vocals on Ringo songs. He did quite a few backing vocals on Vertical Man.
Yep.
Which we'll talk about soon in the future with Ken Michaels for part two of our Friend Like You series. But there's just so much. There's so much out there. I mean, obviously they're close. They've been through so much together, and you can tell they love each other when they're out hanging out. You know, especially when you see them out like for the Cirque du Soleil stuff, and whatever they're the 8 days a week stuff. I mean, you can tell that they're still having a good time.
Another warm moment when they launched Rock Band. And the yes. Beatles remasters came out in 2009. It was the two of them. So the two of them, I mean, it is what it is, but they've been carrying the torch for the last 20 years and doing a really good job of it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Well, today's show, we're going to be talking about, as you can see behind Andy over there, he's got all the best over there. But we're going to be talking about the greatest hits, the compilations throughout McCartney's career. I mean, there's four of them, and we're just going to break them down, go chronological here. Before we do that, I do want to give a shout out to our boy Marv, who is the host of the Pods Like Us podcast. He sent me a bunch of stuff. You know, he picked up that GQ. UK GQ that had the Paul McCartney interview for the for the McCartney 3 promotion. So he said, you know, when I'm done with it, I'll send it to you. I said, great, thank you. But not only did he send that, he just sent a bunch of other stuff throughout the years. 2015 Esquire, and let's see here, Q. I'm not seeing the year right off the bat for this, but there's that. There's the Ultimate McCartney. The Ultimate Music Guide. There's that right there.
Nice.
And then this Radio Times from 1989. So I'm really looking forward to digging into this one as well. So Martin, thank you very much. I really appreciate you sending me all that stuff. So thank you. So digging into today's show. The greatest hits. So what do we know about this? So I mean, the first one, Wingspan.
Wings Greatest.
Thank you. Wings Greatest, right here. Yeah, yeah. You got the record. I got the LP. This is the reissue, the blue vinyl. I'll show that in a little bit. I don't know if you got the blue vinyl.
I got the reissue, but I think it's just the standard.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got it as well. It's just the standard black. But
gotcha. Cool.
Yeah, the first one. I mean, it's lacking a couple songs.
Well, yeah. So released in 78, November of 78. Now we know that he had hinted at releasing like a Hot Hits, Cold Cuts, compilation, one disc hits, one disc of rarities, B-sides, stuff like that. That never followed through. So we did end up getting a Wings Greatest in 78, which was the last thing he released on Capitol, right? Because then he had signed with Columbia.
In America,
correct. Because that was released on Parlophone in the UK. He stuck with Parlophone for all those years.
Right. But yeah, this was the last Capitol release in America because he was not really so happy with the promotional job that was done with London Town. He thought that Capitol could have done a little bit better. Now, listen, that album got to number two and had a hell of a single on it. So the album did very well. But again, Wings had that five-album run where everything was just a home run. Red Rose Speedway, Man on the Run, Venus and Mars, Speed of Sound.
Triple live album.
So that's hot. So, you know, if London Town was lukewarmly received and it got to number two, I guess he felt, you know what, I'm gonna maybe switch labels. So contractually, this might have been a contractual deal just to.
It was. Apparently, you know, he owed him another album, and this is what that is. But unfortunately, here in the States, it only went to number 29. So obviously, they didn't push it at all.
No. I tell you what, though. I mean, again, now this has been totally outclassed now with all the other compilations. But I tell you, for the time, if you wanted Mull of Kintyre on an album, this is the only place you could get it.
Correct.
So, which is why, you know, with that, the inclusion of that, if you didn't have anything else, really, I mean, before, this is what you had to get. Mull of Kintyre was on this.
Same as High, High, High. You know, you weren't getting that on a record.
No.
Junior's Farm. So Live and Let Die. But if you had the soundtrack, you know, you had that on a record. And then the same with Another Day. But you know, as we're talking about this, you know, as you know, if he was going to do a Hot Hits Cold Cuts record, I mean, that would have been a double album. So obviously, I mean, this realistically could have been a double album, don't you think? I mean, there was enough stuff there.
For sure. I mean, you could have easily put, a double album out in 78 of stuff, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was, remember, this was before the trend of let's include a greatest hits album, but also throw a couple unknown tracks.
Correct.
Or new tracks or outtakes on there, which he then later did on his next compilation, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Right. For one of them.
For one side of the world.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, so altogether, I mean, this is a good representation of of Paul McCartney and Wings, which I really feel that this should have been called Paul McCartney and Wings Greatest, because of the fact that you're adding another day
and
Uncle Albert, don't you think?
Right, because those were not billed to, they were before Wings, so right. It should have been Paul McCartney and Wings. But again, by 78, the Wings brand is alive and on fire and carries, so call it Wings Greatest. And listen, I mean, I think the spirit of Wings is on Uncle Albert anyway. I mean, with Denny Seiwell on it.
Well, exactly. Denny and Linda, same with Another Day.
It's this. I mean, even though I always feel like, I mean, it's not really Wings, but it kind of feels like a Wings track
I mean, then that's when the Wings sound started.
Yeah, I mean, but I tell you, for something that was thrown together and not, I mean, they gave you a nice poster with it. Nice double-sided poster.
Yeah, a couple people got airbrushed out there.
Yeah, who had recently left, you know, on the back, yeah. And I know that for the artwork, I know that the statue or whatever was something that Linda, they had bought or something.
Yeah, they had that, right. Yeah, and this the statue then was actually helicoptered up to Matterhorn Mountain. So this cover was actually more expensive than what bands were paying to make an album.
Right, just a cover.
That's
Paul McCartney, so you can do that. And I believe the sleeve was designed by Hypnosis.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, Paul, Linda, Hypnosis, and then the photo was taken by Agnes Forbes.
Right, and on the group photo by Clive Arrowsmith. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Aubrey Powell, who was all from Hypnosis, sure. So, right. Yeah, and again, it got a reissue in 2018 with on black vinyl and blue vinyl, which Tom, I believe, has.
Well, it also got a reissue in 1993 for the Paul McCartney collection.
Right, on CD, which it did. Yes.
But you know what I mean? There's one controversy with this record, though, isn't there? It's missing a song. It's missing a number one track.
It's missing a very, 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 very big song in Paul McCartney's and Wings' catalog, and that's listen to what the man said. How is that not on this?
So here's the deal, then. What do you take off to put Listen to What the Man Said? I think Hi Hi Hi, even though now Hi 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 was a top 10, I think went to number 10 here in the States, and then it was a top 10 in the UK as well.
Well, I mean, listen. Can't take off Silly Love Songs. Can't take off Let It Die. Can't take off Junior's Farm with a Little Luck, Band on the Run. Mulf.
Right.
I mean, maybe. I mean, Mulf and Tyre was not a hit in this country.
In the States. Right.
But I'm glad it's on there.
So maybe you did what they did with All the Best, which we'll talk about later, is you leave a Mulf and Tyre on for the UK version, and you do a US version with Listen to What the Man Said.
Yeah, but that's got to be on a British copy. That should be on a British album, too.
Yeah, but if it did better in the States... than it did in the UK.
And again, this album, you got With a Little Luck on here, but you got the full 5:45.
You get the
length.
Full version, which is great, and you also get the full version of Junior's Farm as well.
Right. So these are completely unedited, which is nice because as we're going to get through the rest of these compilations, man, there was some edits made to these things.
There were some big time edits made. But here you go. I love this blue.
That came out very nice.
Yeah. That looks really great. So really happy with getting the blue vinyl on that one.
My dumbass thought I was ordering the colored ones when these all came out when I went into Amazon, because I bought them all in one shot, you know, new Wings Greatest. And I thought, oh, these are all the colored ones. And then they came like they were all the black ones. And I said, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I think they're only doing the colored ones on his website.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. So, but then realistically now, you could have made this a double album, like I said earlier, because not only do you have Listen to What the Man Said, now you also have a top 10 hit with the live version of Maybe I'm Amazed.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
right? There's another oversight, right? There's no Maybe I'm Amazed on here.
Right.
So now,
seeing you also have the double A side of Hi Hi Hi, and then you could put Sea Moon on there. You could have put Give Ireland Back to the Irish. You could have put on Mary Had a Little Lamb. You know, I mean, there's other tracks on there that you still could have put on there. I mean, you still had the Venus and Mars rock show
single,
and you had what? You had, what was the other single from Venus and Mars?
Letting Go.
Correct.
Didn't do too well.
No, but I mean, if you want to stretch it out to make it a double album, you just put the singles on it. And like you said, maybe you put on a song that wasn't released, like maybe a Waterspout.
Well, we'll get to that.
You know, yeah, exactly. or maybe, you know, Mama's Little Girl, you know, something that didn't get released yet.
You know, but again, I don't, this is a release that I don't think a lot of quality control went into. I think it was like, let's just get it out there and throw it out there. Right. Because how else can you explain an oversight of not throwing a listen to what the man said on it? I don't think there was a lot of quality control with this release, which Paul would never let again happen with all his future compilations. I mean, as we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there, I do think, you know, there's still some tracks missing in future releases, but this is, I mean, so realistically, would you recommend this to a Wings fan? I mean, or a Paul McCartney fan?
No, I would not.
Oh, okay.
I would not.
Interesting.
This would not be, if you were going to introduce something to your Paul McCartney starter, I would not recommend this album. No.
Interesting. I mean, I think I may, because, you know, I mean, what period of McCartney's career is he most recognizable for? And that's the 70s period. You know what I mean? So I think more people are more friendly to his 70s years than anything after that.
Yeah, but then you've got a certain audience that knows him from the video age and stuff. Stuff like Ebony and Ivory and Say, and No More Lonely Nights might resonate with a different fan base. So
Fair enough.
Our next compilation has that material on it and most of what's on this, which is why I would go with that.
Okay, so now fast forward 9 years later, 87, and you're getting... You got All the Best. Now, you've got the UK and the...
I got them all.
And the US version, which is great. I still need to get myself the UK version, which I might like that a little bit better.
I listened to it today preparing for our show. And again, I have a little bit of a soft spot for this one because this kind of came out when I was a younger fan, as Tom has kind of always explained. So I remember this one vividly coming out and being so excited. I remember the commercial. I remember being so excited about a greatest hits and having everything on it. But as we've learned, there was another one made for the UK. Well, I like the UK one way better.
And if you show the cover, if you show the two CDs back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, which I can do.
You can tell that they had the little, you know, they had the different icons,
right?
You know, in there. You know.
So that's the UK. So you've got the artwork for Once Upon a Long Ago in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, so that's on there. And I believe also they have the little ones for,
Together.
You've got some artwork for Pipes of Peace, and We All Stand Together, also, and on there as well, and Mull of Kintyre, which is all on this UK version of All the Best. As opposed to the American one, which is the one that most of us in this country grew up on. I actually had it on cassette actually back in the day too. But this was just very classy. This was the first. So, we've talked about it on our show before, McCartney in the 80s, pre-Flowers in the Dirt. This was the first campaign that his new then manager at the time, Richard Ogden, commissioned to do to get his career back on track.
And before we get to that, let's just talk about, I mean, this was released on Parlophone, and then now this is, the first release back on Capitol.
Second?
Okay, what was the first?
Press to Play was back
press
on Capitol.
Press to Play was, Zach, thank you very much. It was Press to Play was back on Capitol, so, which didn't do well. And then now there was also talks about doing a Cold Cuts, a Hot Hits version again, you know, which we all know Chris Thomas worked on as well with McCartney. So that didn't materialize. And then now we also had to work with Phil Ramone, and we also had those early recordings with Elvis Costello.
All throughout this period of 87, 88, right.
Yeah, so he's still busy. Unfortunately, though, like you said, the manager, he just didn't feel that the material was strong enough for Paul to release a new album. So therefore, the suggestion of a greatest hits, like you said, to get his the career back on track.
I think this album gave him the boost in the arm that it needed, though, for his career. He went on a crazy promotional tour for it. He played Jet on the UK show Wogan.
Yep.
You know, he really promoted, for the first time, a compilation in his career. He did not promote. Well, he did promote the Wings Greatest, but that
in the UK, for the UK.
Right, which, you know, right. If you've watching this show, we've thrown on the advertisements to open up our show. So if you haven't seen those or heard those are some vintage advertisement promos which we've thrown on. But All the Best, he really went all out for, and he tied it in with a brand new song at the time. Right.
For the UK, though. I mean, so he got rewarded in the UK because this album went to number 2 there, only 62 here. I mean, it was a double album, thankfully. Yes. You know, you were able to get the 70s and 80s stuff on there.
Yeah.
Not as plentiful the 70s as it was, obviously, for Wings. But then you got those major hits from the 80s. Right.
But this both CDs, whether it's American or UK, they're shorter because it's a CD. And the double LPs for the UK and the US are going to be longer.
Right. Right. So Let's talk about some of the differences then.
Right. Well, obviously, the song we were talking about was Once Upon a Long Ago.
Right.
Once Upon a Long Ago, which tied in with the promotion for All the Best.
And it ended up being a top 10 hit, I believe, in the UK.
In the UK. So that was the first time where and also for this album, Waterspout was in contention to be on here as well.
For the US version, I believe.
Yeah. So, you know, but then he decided to scrap it. Last minute, but this is the only time really that he has dropped a new song on a compilation, really. With Once Upon a Long Ago. And listen, the differences in the track listing, sure. So the common songs on both UK and US, okay, Band on the Run, Jet, Ebony and Ivory, Listen to What the Man Said, No More Lonely Nights, Silly Love Songs, Let Him In, Say, let's see. Another Day. They both have. And it looks like My Love. That's it. That's it.
All right. So now the UK version, now that has We All Stand Together.
Yep.
That has Mullah Kintyre.
Yep.
That has Pipes of Peace.
Yep.
But not only that, but it has the studio version of Coming Up.
Right.
And the longer version of With a Little
Luck.
With
a Little Luck, right. The 545 version. Right, on here. Let's take a look here. Wait a minute. No, the UK version, the UK CD does not have With a Little Luck on it.
Yes, but the vinyl does.
The vinyl, as I'm holding it right here, yes. It's on the vinyl. Does,
and that's the full version.
Right, so, right. But on the US, you only got the edited version of With a Little Luck, the three, whatever. Now, I'm curious, does the U.S. version have the full With a Little Luck or the edited one? Let's see. I'm not sure.
Take a look.
I know the U.K. one does. Right. Let's see. So if we're looking at With a Little Luck for the U.K. No, if you're on the vinyl, it's the 3-minute version.
The edited version.
On the U.S.
So now the difference between with the U.S. version, now you get Coming Up, the live version, because that was number 1 here in the States. You also get Junior's Farm, and you also get Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey.
Right, on the U.S. version. And, of course, on the U.K., you're getting that quirky Coming Up from McCartney, too.
Right.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, the one problem I did have with this, because it did omit a top 10 hit, which is Take It Away. Really disappointed that didn't make the final cut on this version, because, I mean, if you look at it, I think the UK version ends up getting one or two more tracks than the US version. So there had to have been more room, more space. Here for maybe one more track.
Well, both discs have 17 tracks on them.
CDs wise, right?
CD wise, right? Yeah. And again, that's just a space issue, really. You know,
that's the thing, though. If you were going to put Waterspout on there, then maybe instead of you know when you took that off at the last second, then maybe you could have had room for Take It Away on there.
You could have. Yeah, I mean, he throws Sea Moon on the British version. You know, the Sea Moon really need to be on the British version of All the Best?
Right.
Maybe.
Well,
not.
Then again, I mean, because it was a double A side, I'm sure he wanted to have it represented here, since High, High, High was represented on Wings Greatest.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. But I just like this overall package. There was also a really limited, seven-inch collection, like the Run Devil Run, this whole thing, too. And that's really, really hard to come by if anybody ever has that out there in YouTube land. It's just all the songs on A and B sides for all the best. I mean, that's right. You know, that's a hell of a thing. But I mean, this is the one that I would give to somebody who's just starting out.
Okay. Very cool.
One disc. It's a playlist. It covers the 70s big hits. Now, I might, if it's a younger fan, I probably, honestly, I'm partial to the UK one. I would probably actually give them the American one because it's,
okay,
you know, We All Stand Together and Once Upon a Long Ago.
And now, do you think Once Upon a Long Ago could have worked here in the States?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I do. I think if that was tied in as like a holiday, Christmassy type of single.
Right. Well, because it was released in November.
It would have, you know, if it was pushed as a Christmas single. Yeah, I do. I don't think it would have done as well as it did in the UK.
All right.
Because time has shown, history has shown us that Paul's singles there really after No More Lonely Nights, Spies Like Us did well. But
yes, see, and that's what I was going to get to now. Uh-huh. Other tracks that didn't make this cut, Spies Like Us. You make a good point. I mean, that was his last top 10 hit. Why isn't that on here?
That's not on anything.
That's not on anything. So then you also got, like I said, Take It Away. So Bad is nowhere to be found, and Press is nowhere to be found. I mean, those songs did. I mean, but again, I mean, it did okay here. It did. I think it did fairly well here in the States. Why not have that on there as well? But then again, then you have to start taking stuff away.
And again, this is the art of like we're promoting a product here. Like, no, we're not mm-hmm. trying to. Now we live in this age of like, let's make everything uber deluxe in 3 or 4 discs. That wasn't right. happening in 1987.
No,
we need to make an album marketable that works, that sells, that can get people to buy it who've already bought his music and also get new right. people to buy it. And I think that they did the job with this record. So personally, all the right. best to me is the gold standard of compilations for me.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I still would have liked to have seen Take It Away on there, but then again, you asked somebody else.
You got that on the next one though.
Yes. And isn't that funny how that works? But you know, again, I do like that you would recommend this one to a beginner because again, it is the best of the best here. And then if you do enjoy this stuff, then you can start checking out his complete
discography. Like if to your point, if somebody just really likes to check out Paul's known for his 70s stuff, well, this gives you a little bit of a sampler of the 70s right. stuff. And if you want to go a little deeper in the 70s stuff, go ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, and it also has enough of his big 80s hits. It's got Say, Say, Say. It's got No More Lonely Nights.
Ebony and Ivory.
It's got Ebony and Ivory.
Coming up.
It's got Coming Up on it. So they're on there. I mean, and of course, I mean, We All Stand Together won the Ivor Novello
right.
Award in the UK, which, I mean, so it all depends on what your mood is. But right.
even though it only showed, it did show poorly in the States at number 62, it still went double platinum. I mean that's still good. I mean that's a good, like you said, it's a good shot in the arm, a good booster, gives a good confidence builder for him to continue to go forward and pushing to make a really good album, which we know he did 2 years later. Yeah,
absolutely, so, absolutely yeah. true. Yeah, so we didn't get so we fast. Let's fast forward what 13 years till the next.
Yeah, one? We got May of 2001, and we're looking at.
Yeah.
Wingspan. I know he got a little glare there, but
This is that slipcase cover one with the 3D yeah. hologram thingy.
Yeah, that's right. I got that. Yeah, you got that too.
Now you recently got that. You got the vinyl not too long ago.
Right? I found the vinyl right here. Now
is that sealed or open?
This is sealed. I'm going to keep this sealed. And I'm usually against that. Okay. I usually love opening the records and playing the records, but since I've already got everything, I just feel like maybe this might be better as an investment because it is kind of rare. You usually don't see these. Now the guy that I bought this from at the record store, the Ingroove here in Arizona, he had two of these, but the one of them, the side here, the side spine was really beat up. So luckily he had another one which was in great condition. Yeah. So really, really fortunate that he had two and they were all in great shape. See, there you go, it's opening up.
Yeah. So this now, how much was that for you Mr. Hunyadi was.
I'm not going to say on air. I mean, while we're recording, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you afterwards. But what's the what label is that? Because I think this was just pressed in the vinyl. I think was just pressed in the UK.
This is that rare time of the early 2000s where these albums were not manufactured in America.
Because in the back you got the Parlophone logo.
And this is printed in the UK. Since yours is sealed, I'll show you mine here. So you've got the custom, you know, the inner sleeves here with all the photos of Wings here on each. You got, so there's two records, a gatefold. There's two records in each. It's four record set.
Right.
Four LP set. Okay.
Right.
And then the labels are pretty just generic. There's actually no writing on the labels at all.
No kidding.
No.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay.
It's just Wingspan on one side and Wingspan on another. It's very, because they listed them all on the back cover. So this, you know, this was the first kind of exhaustive kind of, and again, we did a show on this and why it was not really, really Wingspan because it.
So this was the tie-in for the documentary, of the same name, and we had discussed about, you know, the disappointment of the fact that there was really no representation of other members of Wings. I mean, obviously we know Linda had passed, but the big problem that I have with this set. And then you show, like, you're showing all the sleeves right now. And what do they have on there? They have all past members of Wings. But what is not on the records and CDs themselves? No other vocals from any of the members of Wings. You know, so that was one of the big problems that I had with this set.
So, like, not putting
No Words or a Seaside Woman. You know what I mean? You know, even something, but with Jimmy on vocals, you know,
medicine jar.
So right, exactly.
What he was pushing it as and what it really is two different things, which is why
Paul
Linda story. But, you know, was Wings really a band? Well, if you listen to this compilation, they were not, because especially when you're listening to tracks from the 80s that are on here, which
then now is the other issue that I have with this, because if you want to make this a pure representation of the band's Wings, there's still plenty of great songs.
Oh my God.
Plenty of great songs, especially from the last era of Wings. You know, you still could have put it like a Getting Closer, an Old Siamese, or, you know, on here. You could have put, well, luckily we got the Daytime Nighttime Suffering, which is a great
They threw that on there. You got that. But you know, he didn't really. This was just a half baked thing,
right? We don't need two versions of No More Lonely Nights on here.
You don't need to play. Well, we don't even need. Why is No More Lonely Nights on an album called Wingspan?
Correct. You don't need to take it away on here. You know, I'm fine with Maybe I'm Amazed. I'm fine with the lovely Linda on here. Okay.
Even the backseat of my car is fine.
Right. However, you know, nothing from Wildlife on here. You only got My Love representing
you got Bip Bop and Hey Diddle, which is like not from the album, but it's the backyard recording.
Correct. It's not from the album proper.
No.
There's still a Pipes of Peace. You didn't need Pipes of Peace on here either.
No, on the hits disc, right?
So, right.
You know, he threw you a little bit of a bone. He gave you a deeper cut with Girlfriend. He's got Tomorrow on here from Wildlife.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Tomorrow is on there. But then, like, where's something like a Sally G, which was, you know, which actually charted on the country charts. You know what I mean? That would have been a great addition.
Let's talk about the B sides. Okay. I Lie Around.
Girl School would have been a great addition on here. Absolutely.
Girl School.
The Mess.
I mean, the Girl School, and I think like they only release on CD of that is on London Town, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You can't get that anywhere on CD right now.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's digital, but I mean, this was just, I mean, I remember being so excited about this. We talked about this when we did the episode, and, you know, I remember him promoting the album, and it was like his big thing was offering value for money, because I think he only charged the price of one CD.
One CD, correct. Yes. Yeah.
You know, at the time, it might have been like $13.99 or something for two
CDs. Well, I mean, it's a budget release, really. I mean, there's no extra cost involved with this, really. You know, so there's no reason to charge a double amount for it. But I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, and again, nice thought, nice idea. I think, honestly, what we've seen done with the archive series, there's been more work and research done with the archive releases in terms of Wings than that went into this project. Now, to be fair, this was a project that was thought of by his daughter Mary and her husband at the time, Alistair Donald. They were the ones really behind it. I even remember Paul's website doing a kind of an all call. If you have Wings memorabilia, please get in touch. We're working on a project. I remember seeing that on Paul's website back in the day. I really do. So this was like a, you know, if they had waited maybe, and maybe again, when we talked about this, this might have been a, well, we did the Beatles anthology 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe we can do the same kind of thing with Wings. And maybe, you know.
Right.
But in terms of a couple, I mean, the film is the film, but in terms of the compilation, yeah.
But then when you look at the track listing, especially on the CD, now you get, you know, it's the single edit. It's, you know, get a lot of edits on here.
Go into that, Tom.
Yeah, so, you know, especially the big one, Junior's Farm, okay, that is track 13. That's the DJ edit, so you're only getting the three-minute, two-second version of that song. Same thing with A Little Luck. You're getting the DJ edit. It's only three minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of trim down here when there's still plenty of room on the CD, but you also want to make the CD and the vinyl match. You know, I would imagine that's why they did that.
Now, in terms of just kind of pure collecting availability and having these edits available, I like having that edit of Venus and Mars Rock Show available on CD because you didn't, you know, it was just, we didn't have it before unless you had the 45. So, I mean, not that I enjoy it because who the hell wants to hear a truncated Venus and Mars? We want to hear the whole freaking thing.
Right.
But just in terms of a collector, it's nice to have these edits gathered in one place. Another fun fact is that the only other song that was going to be on this, and he yanked it at the last minute because he got scared.
Give Ireland back to the Irish.
Bingo. Right. I was supposed to be on this. And, you know, again, as we've talked about on our shows, it's Paul in politics. He dabbles. He doesn't dive head first in. And that's a classic example. You know, where John would have said, screw it. I'll put it on there. I don't give a shit. But he.
Right.
That would have been cool to see on this. But we got Wildlife. The archive made up for all that stuff, but
See, and then I think this would have been the perfect opportunity to give us some unreleased stuff, like a Waterspout or like a Boil Crisis or just stuff that, you know, we know was well bootlegged, you know, but never released officially.
Officially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was May 2001. I don't revisit it that often. I don't there's no need to, really.
Right. I'm not the biggest fan of the, you know, DJ edits. I mean, if I want to listen to the song, I want to listen to the whole song.
I even think Waterfalls is edited too on here. That's not even the full version of Waterfalls either. That's even,
Which is a big disappointment. But however, you know, to give credit for them, the history part is a lot longer. I mean, there's 22 tracks on there. So you got less time available on there. So I can see, you know, editing something down to make more room
for an 80-minute disc, sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but again, you know, not having a vocal from Denny or Linda is kind of disappointing.
That's why you're calling it Wingspan, then.
That's right.
Paul and Linda's, you know.
Right. Paul and Linda's Wingspan.
Yeah.
Would you recommend this to a casual fan?
If somebody was... This is going to sound like a kind of like a little bit of a hypocrite, but if somebody wanted to just learn about Wings or see pictures of Wings, I would say go listen to Wings, go get the Wingspan CD and look at the pictures and watch the film and maybe just, because I mean, you get Girlfriend, you get Tomorrow, you've got Call Me Back Again. That's an album cut. Okay. You know, you've got Junk, you've got Heart of the Country, you've got Bluebird. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody was really like, hey, I like Paul McCartney and Wings, I would say go listen to Wingspan, but don't expect a full representation of what that being means.
Yeah, I mean, it's even nice to get too many people on there, but again, you don't
need to. This is for all the Wingspan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's just like a gift that keeps on giving right there.
Oh, my God.
But again, you know, you don't need Tug of War on here. You don't need the play out version of No More Lonely Nights. But, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record on that. So we're just going to continue. So moving forward now to June of 2016, it's the compilation that started this whole podcast.
Yeah.
It was the show opener. the pilot episode, if you will. And that's dealing with Pierre McCartney.
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, yep. There you go. This is just the mega set, the four record set. Yeah. I mean, this chart actually charted well. This actually charted better. This is the best charting compilation in McCartney's career of all the greatest hits compilation. This charted at 15 here in the States.
That's pretty damn good. And it filled the gap because this came out in a year where we didn't get any archives.
Actually, I scratched it. It's the second best because Wingspan went to number two. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wingspan went to number two. I forgot to mention this. Wingspan went to number two here and then in the number five in the UK. So Wingspan did great.
Wingspan did very well. But
it was a double platinum. Yeah, it was pushed, and plus it went double platinum as well. So great job with the publicity, for that set.
This was 15 years later.
With that being said, for a four record set, two CDs or four CDs actually, right?
Well, you've got two.
Yeah,
there.
There's a two disc version. I got the four disc. Yeah, and that's two. Yeah, right. And so you had many different versions of this one as well. We all know how much he loves to have variety in his life. So, So this went to 15 here, and then number three in the UK. So did great. Did good. This was the last release for Concord before he signed back to Capitol.
Back to Capitol, yeah.
Now, I know we were all curious, like, put a hold on Flowers in the Dirt, because we should have got Flowers in the Dirt here instead of Pierre McCartney. So,
correct.
Obviously, he knew he was going to go back to Capitol for whatever reason, and decided to put a hold on that and then just give us the compilation Pierre McCartney for his last effort for Concord.
Right. I mean, I know I was singing all the best praises for a single thing, but this is so comprehensive. I mean, this is great. I mean, the four CD of this, the four LP,
there's some issues.
There's some issues with it, but I mean, there's deep cuts on here. There's album cuts. There's hits,
singles, not album tracks.
Listen, you have a McCartney compilation with "Don't Let It Bring You Down" on here, which that's the stuff that people like us have been waiting for. Like, okay, not that we're in love with that song, but I think it's awesome. And, it was all the new remixes. So you got the Say 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 2015 remix.
Right. Correct. Correct. I mean, you heard a wonderful remastered version of "Arrow Through Me," which we hadn't gotten yet. Anyways, but the issue is now, I had read that Paul didn't want to really call this a career-spanning compilation because of the fact that there's holes in there. As we know, there's nothing from "Driving Rain" here. There's nothing on "Flowers in the Dirt." Again, maybe because he wanted to hold it back because "Flowers in the Dirt" was going to be the next archive set. I call BS on that because you could at least given us "My Brave Face" just to give us kind of like a sample.
Right. You gave us "Arrow Through Me," and that hadn't been done yet.
Exactly. Exactly. Press is on here too, isn't it?
It is.
Girlfriend, exactly. So, why couldn't you give us at least one track from "Flowers in the Dirt"? Why couldn't you give us one track from "Driving Rain"? What, just because everybody criticizes "Driving Rain"? You still could have given us one track.
You could have put "Loving Flame" on here.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what we didn't need, what was it, seven tracks, I think, from "Flaming Pie" on here.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot
of- as much as we love Flaming Pie, you didn't need that many tracks from Flaming Pie.
Great Day, Beautiful Night, Souvenir.
Right.
Calico Skies.
Yes.
Flaming Pie, the song.
Yep.
Song We Were Singing, six.
Yep. Yep. Beautiful Night, too, I believe.
And Beautiful Night. Yeah, that's seven. That's half the album.
Did you say World Tonight?
No.
Yeah, the World Tonight is on. I'm looking at it right here on the vinyl version.
Then that's eight. That's eight. Yeah.
So you didn't need eight tracks from "Flowers in the Dirt." So that was my biggest gripe for that. But you're getting Hope for the Future on here.
Okay, which you know was a 2014 release, getting its issue right. on a compilation. Great.
You're getting We All Stand Together, which didn't get a U.S. release. It wasn't on a U.S. album.
Unless
you got the UK.
Unless you bought the Pipes of Peace, 93. Right.
Yeah, there you go. But it's nice to have it on a compilation.
Sure, sure.
You know, like I said, you get Only Mama Knows, which is a nice D cut for Memory Almost Full, which is cool. You got Too Much Rain from Chaos. You know, he had to put My Valentine on there. Nothing from Run Double Run either. But
I could forgive that though, because that was kind of like, that would be like putting something from, you know, Chopa on
right.
here. I could forgive him not putting anything from Run Double, because that's not an official album in the canon. We didn't even rank it. So
Right. You know, Wanderlust is on there. Great. Sing the Changes now. Should that have been on there?
Mm.
You know, that's not his canon. It's cool to see Mrs. Vanderbilt on there. You know,
yeah.
so really nice Dear Boy. Really nice deep cuts to go with the hits. You know, I just question whatever strategy or whatever thought process was put into to pick the songs.
Really quick, Tom, do the vinyl, and we should know this, we bought this stuff, but we buy so much stuff we can't keep track of it. Does the 4 CD and the 4 LP have the same exact track listing?
I don't think so, no. I'd have to, you know, go over that again. Do you have the, well, you know, you have the CD, you have the 4 CD set right next to you, right?
I do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you got Maybe I'm Amazed.
Yep.
Heart of the Country.
Yep.
Jet.
Yep.
Warm and Beautiful. Listen to What the Man Said.
Hmm.
Dear Boy.
Hmm.
Silly Love Songs.
Yep.
Songs We Are Singing.
Yep.
Uncle Albert.
Yep.
Another Day.
Yep.
And New.
Okay, yeah, see, now Flaming Pie, Jenny Wren, Too Many People, Let Me Roll It.
Right. Yeah, they're on there. However, there's also more room on there. You could have fit even more stuff on the CDs as well, because I think it was disc 4 is only an hour, so you got another 20 minutes there of space that you could have put more stuff on.
You could have.
Yeah. So.
I thought the cover artwork was a little blah. You know, it was okay. I mean, nice picture. This looks like it's a photo from the McCartney era.
Yeah, the Ram era.
But Ram, you know. Yeah. I've always liked if he had just done one where, like, that encompasses all of his album artwork, you know.
Right.
That would have been kind of cool to see something like that, you know, like we do with our stuff. But, yeah, I mean, this is the most recent one, which probably is already out of print, right?
Oh, hey. Yeah. It's Concord. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably already.
And there has not been a Capitol reissue of Paul McCartney, right?
No, not at all.
As you had said, this was just done. It was his last thing he was going to do on Concord. And
right.
Now, the 2 CD I bought just to buy, I don't think I've ever played it, but I haven't even looked to see what's different on it. But you've got 19 tracks on disc 1 and 20 right. tracks on disc 2.
Right. So it's a pared down, stripped down version of the 4-disc set.
Yeah.
Is what it is, you know. So
this was very tastefully done, though, the vinyl. I mean,
oh, it looks great. I love it.
Every vinyl in here has a nice, really well protected pocket sleeve mm-hmm. in here, which is done right. very well.
Yep. Tastefully. Nice booklet.
Here. I mean, you've got even like this inner sleeve is protected with like a regular. So you've got like the actual like sleeve, like the, right. the jacket. But yep. then they packaged it in a nice.
You got the rice paper style.
The rice paper. I mean, I played this about a year or two ago, start to right. food, and it's just a fantastic compilation.
Right. Yeah, I like, you know, the photos are great, you know.
Yeah.
This, a lot of great images of Paul throughout his illustrious career.
Yeah, I mean, here's a way to kind of bring the conversation full circle. Do we get another one eventually? Say,
well, see, here, this is what I want to bring up, too, because, all right, here's the thing. Paul McCartney is not one of those acts that is resting on his laurels, okay? So there really is not that need to have a greatest hits every 3-5 years,
no.
like a lot of bands get. You know, Kiss has double the amount of greatest hits.
Chicago does. The Who have more compilations than albums.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Right. You know, so, I mean, here's a guy with a – now we've just gone – the guy's had a 51-year solo career, and he's got four – he's got four compilations available.
Right.
And two in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, myself personally, I would have liked to have seen the All the Best – from 87, I would have liked that scene just focused on the 80s stuff and put it all on for to make it equal for both sides of the Atlantic. You know what I mean?
So what do you mean?
You know, like Wings Greatest was all 70s, right?
Okay. Right.
All the Best, I would have been, I thought it would have been really cool if it could have been just all 80s stuff. You know, no 70s stuff at all. So you just make it a single disc.
You're only limiting yourself to a period of about 6 years of music, really.
Yeah, but he still had. He still. I mean, if you go back and forth, if you're adding Spies Like Us, though, you're adding Take It Away. You know, you can add So Bad and Press. You can put Once Upon a Long Ago on the U.S. version. You know, you could put
Back on My Feet on there.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So
would you have put The Girl Is Mine on there though? Whew.
You probably couldn't because it wasn't his to decide what to do with it. It was a different record label.
Yeah, it was Michael's, but still, yeah. You know. But could you have filled out an all 80s Paul?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, you're going to go Tug of War, Take It Away, Ebony and Ivory, Coming Up.
You could have put Temporary Secretary on there just for shits and giggles.
Maybe Waterfalls because it was a single.
Yeah.
Pipes of Peace, So Bad, Say, obviously.
Say, Spies Like Us.
Spies Like Us, No More Lonely Nights.
You know, and then you go Once Upon a Long Ago, you go Back We All Stand Together.
Right, so maybe you don't fill it out to be a 17 or 18 track CD. Maybe it's like a 12 or 13 track CD.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or album. You know, but that would have been a very cool thing to look at. Paul's hits.
I mean, some artists have done that to where they had enough hits in the 70s where the greatest hits was just in the 70s. They had enough greatest hits for the 80s where that greatest hits is just 80s material, you know, and so on and so on.
Right, but let's remember the period here, Paul, especially when this was done. Paul's career was at such a low point.
No, and that's the point too that I was going to make, because his career was such a low point. You needed that 70s stuff on this album to help push sales.
Well, you know, you're going to promote. I mean, when you watch the All the Best commercial, what's the first thing you hear? Band on the Run.
Band on the Run. Right? Because even back then, I mean, even though they were playing more McCartney stuff on radio then, I mean, that was still the song that you probably would hear the most of back then.
Remember, Paul, 35 years ago, was thought of as an old guy back then.
Exactly. He was adult contemporary.
He's like 45, 46 years old, and it's like he's old-time stuff. Yeah. You know, that's 35 years ago.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
And rock and roll wasn't the same in the 80s, you know? No. Especially with the emergence of the hair band in the 80s, you know, and all the great, you know, the girl musicians out there as well. Janet Jackson, Cyndi Lauper, Pat Benatar, you know, I'll say Joan Jett just for our friend Joe Mayo. But it was just a lot to choose from. More genres of music. I mean, rap was starting to take center stage in the 80s as well.
So it was a tough period for those artists. You know, some of them navigated it very well, like Peter Gabriel, like Paul Simon.
You know, Eric Clapton had some good success throughout the 80s. You know, Elton John had some good success throughout the 80s. Rod Stewart still had some moderate success throughout the 80s.
Forever Young was a big hit for him.
Right, exactly. You know, so, and then he had that big 4-CD box set there at the end of the 80s.
Storyteller.
Yeah. Right, yeah. That had some hits out of that, too. Downtown Train, that he, the cover of the, what, Wait song. So he had some hits throughout the decade as well. So not everybody suffered as much as Paul did.
Certainly came out of the early 80s much better than he did. The early 80s, Tug of War does very well. And then it's 83, 84, 85.
Right.
86 is like that lost period, and then comes out of it with All the Best into the Russian Adolescent Sessions, Phil Ramone. And then right into Flowers. So it's there's like a 3 or 4 year window there where it was just something happened with him, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's actually, and then going into the 90s is even harder for all these, you know, 60s and 70 acts to find much success.
Yeah.
You know, especially though that the first 5 years of grunge, and then, you know, and then, you know, rap and R, you know, rap is
East Coast, West Coast rap.
That's even bigger than it was in the 80s, you know. Yes. So that's, you know, so it's even harder for.
I think it might have even been harder for them in the 90s than
right.
The 80s.
Some did. You know, you'd get lucky if you were part of a Disney movie and you did the song for the Disney movie.
Elton John,
Elton John, Phil Collins with Tarzan.
Yeah,
you know, so you would be lucky if you got one of those, and then that was almost an instant hit right off the bat.
Sure,
you know? But McCartney never had that second kind of, you know. You know, emergent. You know, I remember your Clapton had that big hit with I think it was by Babyface produced it. Was it My Father's Eyes?
My Father's Eyes, and changed the world.
Changed the world as well. Exactly. You know, Elton John kind of had like a, you know, with the Disney song.
Lion King. You know, Circle of Life. Can You Feel the Love?
Circle of Life. Yeah, exactly.
That really got Elton really, really back on the map there in the 90s.
Yeah. Not everybody got that second, you know, big, you know, singles push.
Yeah, no, so he's had to work at it, McCartney. And right. Everybody like you know, but Paul, but I mean, right. You know, he's had to work at it a little bit harder too. And I think right. You see that now, which is why he's so.
And, you know, and I'm kind of actually, you know, surprised that, I don't know, maybe he had been asked, but I'm actually surprised that he never did like a big song for an animated movie.
Like
a Disney or, you know, Pixar, because, you know, we all know how much he loves animation. Yes, he does the songs for his animated movies, shorts.
But nothing, he's never been hired to do one for big company. Right.
And we know that he did the song with Lady Gaga for his upcoming High in the Clouds animated movie.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure that, but yeah, I'm really surprised he never scored one of those songs for one of those, you know,
yeah.
Soundtracks.
Yeah, I wonder if that's, and who knows? Maybe it could still happen.
Maybe. Yeah. But anyways, that's our look at the greatest hits and the compilations of McCartney's career.
Yeah. If we need a recap again, it's Wings Greatest. Right. Okay.
Yes.
All the best.
Yep.
Wingspan and Pure McCartney.
McCartney.
I guess in terms of what's available, easiest to get now in 2021, probably Wings Greatest, because it was just redone.
Reissued. Wingspan, I still see it, but I think that's probably out of print now too. But you can probably find it easy on at used record stores.
Same thing with All the Best, probably too. If you look,
same thing with All the Best.
You know,
I mean, right, again, CDs, you know, you'll find easier than the vinyl, obviously.
Yes, so, for sure. So, you know, Tom, go buy. I expect you to get that UK All the Best.
Oh, I plan on getting that.
maybe we'll get it in August.
You never know. That would be nice, huh? That would be nice. Yeah. Do you see another one in the future? You know,
I do. I
mean, do we see one? I would say we don't see another one until after he passes.
Correct. I don't think we will see another one in his lifetime. We will see one after he's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Which I hope is a long, 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 long time away.
Exactly. And then that'll be the kids' meal tickets right there.
Yeah,
with the billion that he has, won't be enough.
Yeah, by that point, the kids will have grandkids, and the grandkids
right.
will have kids.
Exactly. Andy, anything you have to push before we sign off?
Not much. Just hanging in there. I have an episode to do with Ethan Alexanian for Anything But the Beatles, but our schedules haven't really lined up. We are going to do it. It's on the Beach Boys Love You album, so. If you've been looking for it, hang tight. We'll get it together. Again, we're just trying to juggle all this stuff. But other than that, just managing the channel and, you know, rocking on. And pretty soon there'll be a two legs in-person meeting.
Yes, there will be August. I'm really looking forward to having you come out and our buddy Ethan coming out here. And it's going to be a great time. And we'll definitely try to do something live. Maybe we'll film some of our adventures at record stores. And stuff like that, which, you know, might be cool.
We can't do it live, but we can film it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we can you know, film it, edit it, and put it out as a special video.
Yeah.
You know, in August.
Yeah, right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I did do a guest spot recently with our friendly rival, Mr. Sam Wiles. He's got this new series out called Macca in the Attic. Yeah, you did it as well. You know, I won't say why it's for, but he's doing that. He's slowly putting those out on his YouTube channel. I think the first three are out right now. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to show, you know, some of the stuff that we have, you know, that's important to us, that's valuable, you know. And Andy, you showed a couple things, or five things. I showed five things, and
I'm looking forward to seeing yours. I already know one because it's in the thumbnail.
It's in the thumbnail, right?
I saw it. I saw that today. I
did. Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
I don't want to see it until it's actually posted.
So. I don't know when mine's going up, but I know he's
recording it. Yeah, but so that was actually a lot of fun. So that's on YouTube now, so you can go to Paul or Nothing and check out those first few episodes of Macca in the Attic. Andy, it's good seeing you again, my friend. We're going to be here next week with another episode. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Two Legs Podcast. The YouTube channel, it's growing. Thank you. We passed 600 subscribers, so we thank you very much. We really like to try to keep pushing that YouTube channel. So if you haven't yet, please check out our YouTube channel, Two Legs, a Paul McCartney Podcast, and please subscribe.
We are going to do at some point after the 3-2-1 documentary drops. Tom and I are going to go live and give our thoughts on that documentary. Don't know when yet, but the documentary drops on the 16th. And at some point that day, or maybe the next day, we were going to try to go live and kind of give our feedback to that. Because, you know, we'll both watch it the day it drops. So.
Exactly. So really looking forward to that.
Stay tuned for a live reaction to that as well.
Right. So, and finally, email us at twolegspodcast@gmail.com. And I believe that's a wrap, right, buddy?
That's it, brother.
All right. So take it away. There you go. So, Andy, take care. Everybody out there, take care. Thank you for being a part of the show. We really appreciate it. And as always, everybody out there, have a great day and a beautiful night. Take care.